and listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
This is Celeste, and you're listening. This is Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the 3 to 5 p.m. slot that usually belongs to Joyce, the voice. But Joyce has a bad case of blepharitis today, which makes vision and driving really dangerous. So I'm just taking over for Joyce today, and I'd like to pass on the message that Joyce is looking forward to being back next week. In the meantime, I'll just be on air by myself. A friend might join me in a little bit. But otherwise, I'm definitely open to having requests come in, and you can do that. You can make a request by calling 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636 to make a request, and I hope to hear from you. Again, this is Celeste. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? Yeah. I'm paying my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want. I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday.
Some call it coincidence. heart says want to connect. Last night in my dream I was talking to you. You know who you are, where you're dreaming to. Cause in my life things are built on, they're built on. Guy, he was not so shy and not that kind. We spoke and suddenly I could read his mind. You think it's bad, but I don't fool myself. You think it's odd, cause in my life things are built on, they're built on, they're built on.
Thinking of, and if you want.
You just heard Strange Emotion by Jesse Lanza and Constant Surprises by Little Dragon. Before that, I heard Easy by the Commodores just playing. And both Jesse Lanza and Little Dragon are female electronic musicians, which is a genre or group of artists that I've been trying to explore more recently. And I hope that was enjoyable to you. Sometimes electronic music, you know, you either love it or you hate it, I think. In any case, I got a request from a friend, Nora, who might or might not be listening. Nora, if you are listening, the next song is for you, and it's Mitski, of course. In the meantime, I have a song by Passion Pit just playing in the background for Sandra. It means the world to me. And again, this is Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM. I'm subbing today for Joyce, who is not feeling well, and I hope we can all send her well wishes. And she's looking forward to being back very soon. Requests are also welcome. And you can call in at 855-915-9636 to make a request. Thanks for tuning in.
Hear sounds of people.
Hello, you just heard Nobody by Mitski, and Nora told me that she was listening, so I wanted to say hello. And I miss you so much, Nora. And also I miss everyone that has been moving away or is just gone from school now. I'm playing a Star Wars medley in the background because I have a little story for everyone, which is that I'm gonna lower the volume on that a little. I was very recently stood up by someone and was just sitting by the Charles River, as one does when one is stood up. And I encountered a child, a little girl, Emily, and her dad, Kevin, who were just taking a walk by the river and stopped to talk to me. And Emily, you know, started talking about things that 7 to 8 year olds talk about, but in a way that felt really lovely and genuine to me. And, you know, we were all participating in the conversation in a way that felt very different from how I usually talk to children and their parents, or in a way that parents often talk down to their children. Like, if I felt like I was, you know, having a very equal exchange between all three people, between all three of us. And it was a really, really great conversation. We talked about school, and Emily at one point was like, "My teacher always says the F word." And then her dad is like, "What? What do you mean?" And she's like, "Fractions," which was really funny. And, you know, as far as jokes go, I think that's pretty good. So that was a very, really wonderful conversation. And halfway through, you know, we talked for like an hour, and like at some point Emily just stands up and she like looks at me and she says, "You know what's really poopy is when you meet someone really cool like you," and then she gestures at me and then she says, "but you never get to see them again." And I just felt very, I felt a lot of feelings in that moment. It was a very perceptive thing for Emily to say to me, and felt very relevant to how I was feeling about people that were moving away, people that are graduating, the end of the semester, the start of the summer, and being in a time of transition. And I was only, you know, talking to these two people for an hour, and that was it, and I would never see them again. But, you know, I mean, what I said to Emily and what I still believe to be true is that it is poopier to not have met someone at all and to not have had that beautiful exchange in the first place. So that's my sort of takeaway from it. And then we continued to talk for a little bit before it was Emily's bedtime. But if you are... Okay, Emily's birthday is also on July 4th. So if you happen to be walking on the Charles River on July 4th and you hear someone yelling, "Happy birthday to me," that's Emily. And that's how, you know, that's what she told me. So I'm not going to be around on July 4th, unfortunately. But if you are, and if you happen to be able to be on the Charles at that time, please tell Emily I say hi. Tell Emily that Celeste told you about her, and she is a wonderful, wonderful person, and I hope that our paths cross again somehow. That's my story, and you're listening to WMFO as always. This is usually Joyce's time slot, but I'm just taking over for today from 3 to 5 p.m. You are hearing a Star Wars medley in the background right now. I think it got a little quiet there for a little bit, but there you go. It's the Star Wars medley. And I, you know, this will not be the only thing I play on the show the whole time, but I hope you stay tuned and enjoy, and send in any requests to us at 855-915-9636. Or send me a message if you know who I am. Thanks for listening.
I was sitting by my store. Couple things I can't ignore. Am I wiser? Am I just a fool? Strangers passing by, say hello, eye to eye. Do they think the same things as I do? Or escape, leave this behind. I'll chase the world, I'll tilt the sky. I'll take me to the time of my days. I don't feel the need to stay. Chase the world out to the sky. Or take me to the time of my days. I don't feel the need to stay. I dream a different kind of way. Try to see the world through their eyes. Please forgive me, I apologize. I truly just don't see the reasons why.
too.
Oh, river, wider than a mile. I'm crossing you in style.
Someday. Such a crazy world to see. We're all chasing after all the same, chasing after all the
That was Moon River by Frank Ocean, a cover of the original, of course. And before that, there is Let's Get Together in Our Minds by Gorky's Zygotic Minsi. I might be mispronouncing that. And My Days by Leah Do.
Sunrise, you
lots of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely.
Esse amor, uma canção pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu Corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci que é felicidade, meu amor.
Cantando como un pajarillo, culpable por dándome tentación. En tus ojos me desvelo y tus labios me buscan en la oscuridad como oraciones de la noche. Le pido a Dios que me dé felicidad. Culpable por dándome tentación, en tus ojos me desvelo y tus labios me buscan en la oscuridad y como oraciones de la noche le pido a Dios que me dé felicidad, mucha paz para mi madre y mi padre, hermanos yo. Si he estado muy bien y mal, ten piedad.
cuento.